Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, October 13th, 2022. Stand up for your country. One of the worst things to happen in America in recent years is the cancel culture, woke mentality. We all know that. But I don't know if you know how destructive this whole thing is to your life. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Let's take entertainment. The movie industry has collapsed. You go to the movies? When was the last time you went to the movies? To a theater. And I mean, we're by COVID now. You can go into that theater. I mean, I used to be a big movie fan. Almost every weekend I used to go see something. I haven't been to the movies. The last movie I saw in a theater was that ridiculous, horrible James Bond film. I'll get to that in a moment. Now, last year in America, movies, all of them, in the theaters grossed $367 million through September, okay? 9 months. This year, $275 million, down $100 million. And again, it's not COVID. It's because the movies are terrible. Why are they terrible? Because they're woke. They're woke. James Bond, okay? I mean, the last movie, I'm sitting there going, are you kidding? I don't want to go see some politically correct British secret agent. I don't. I'm sorry. I want to go see a tough guy. I want to go see Sean Connery. Not this. And the movie's horrible. Okay? And yeah, it made money overseas where because they blow up a lot of stuff. But here, I don't know anybody liked that movie. And it was woke. That's what ruined it. The script was woke. Let's get to TV. How many network TV shows you watch? My kids don't watch any. Shut out. Never turn on network primetime television or during the day. Ever. Ever. I watch one show, Blue Bloods. Okay? It's a good, good show. CBS Friday nights. That's it. Nothing else. I don't even watch 60 Minutes anymore. I loved 60 Minutes. Okay, and the reason that the TV shows are so bad is because of the movies, the same thing. They're woke. Everything's woke. All right? Now, it's boring. That's the one word. It's boring. You know what it's going to be and all that. Let me give you a good example, okay? Sports broadcasting. They're petrified. The announcers are scared to death. Remember Howard Cosell? Howard wasn't scared. Either was Don Meredith, his sidekick, okay? Now they're all scared, with a couple of exceptions. But listen to this from Troy Aikman the other night and Joe Buck. Go.
Here's a call again, or the play again. The ball comes out right there. And the ball is possessed by Jones. He's going to the ground with Carr. His body's there. It's just where it is.
It's too much. I mean, my hope is the competition committee looks at this in the next set of meetings and, you know, we take the dresses off.
take the dresses off. He's trying to say, Aikman, that they protect the quarterbacks too much, that the game is going down because of all of this. Now, take the dresses off? Oh, I thought the cross-dressers would like that. No. Oh, no. Troy, you got to fire him. You got to get rid of him. I mean, this is it. This is the cancel culture woke. That's what it is. Now, they're not going to fire Aikman, but still, the man, I'm sure they brought him in. Well, those dresses, can't do that. It's boring. And they're all scared. Every newscaster, every sportscaster, scared to death. That's why I'm doing this, because I run my own corporation, and it's not woke. Books. Take a look at the books. Go to Amazon. Look at them. Every book is woke, or a kid's book or a diet book. There are no real books, because if you write something that's not woke, you get canceled. The publisher wouldn't even publish the book. Wouldn't even publish it. If there's anything, like if you say, well, I don't really think the woke stuff is good, they're not going to get published. I think there are two publishers, Regnery and Skyhorse, that will do, you know, not, I don't want to say conservative, but traditional against the grain books. That's a move. No way. Not going to do it. Because they're woke. And they're afraid. Everybody's afraid. And that is what the cancel culture has brought. Now, college campuses are the worst. And most of us don't, you know, we're through college or we didn't go anyway or whatever. But I can't tell you how pernicious college life is now. So remember 3 weeks ago, a woman named Tommy Lahren, you may know her, conservative commentator, went to the University of New Mexico, all right, to give a speech. She was invited to give a speech there. Shouted down protesters, semi-violent, doing all of this. Okay, here's what I said. Go. Screaming, yelling, 100 protesters, and Ms. Lahren could not speak. Could not speak. Now, the University of New Mexico had to know this was going to happen. They had to know. Not a big campus. All right? So they issued a statement. University is investigating these incidents. Will hold anyone who violated the law, university policies accountable, unquote. Okay. I'm going to give 3 weeks from today, and then I'll have a follow-up to see how many people were held to account. Okay, it's 3 weeks. How many people held to account? No one. It's all a ruse. They ain't going to do anything to anybody. Because they're woke. Who's that? They canceled Tommy Lahren. That's what they wanted to do. University says, all right, go ahead. That's, I'd say 80%, maybe 75% of colleges, that's where they are now. Bad. So cumulative effect, this is harming the culture of the United States in a way that most people don't understand because they don't see it. I mean, you do see the terrible movies and the terrible TV shows. You see that. But people, they have their own machines. They can now design their own entertainment, whatever. Book selection is horrible. I mean, it works to my advantage because I actually write history books that tell the truth. Okay, and then people go, well, I'll buy O'Reilly's book because we know we'll learn something and we'll have fun reading it. And I don't have a lot of competition. I got Hate Trump books. That they'll publish them all day long. Okay, but that's about it. There's not really nothing out there in the nonfiction arena because the publishers won't publish them. They won't. And people aren't reading anyway. I mean, when I first started the Killing series, Killing Lincoln, everybody still read books. But now with the machines and everything, their concentration spans have gone down. And Americans consume all their information on the computers and on the smartphones. The smartphones are making you dumb. That's for sure. The final thing is that I'm speaking up against this because I don't have anything to lose. I run my own corporations and they're very successful and nobody can do anything about it. I'll get attacked. I get attacked every day. Okay? There's no doubt of it. I do. But I got a battery of lawyers, so you come after me and you're gonna pay a price. And everybody knows that now. So other people, though, working in corporate America. So when I worked at Fox News, we had a layer of protection. We, the commentators, Charles Krauthammer, Britt Hume, myself, you know who they were. We had a layer of protection. Okay, where we say something controversial, as long as it was backed up by facts and not irresponsible, you know, the corporation would, okay. Everybody's afraid now. Not only in Fox, but everywhere. And that's why, you know, you turn it on and you're like, well, we're going to take a deep dive. And at the end of the day, you know, everybody is afraid. I shouldn't say everybody. There are some who still maintain some kind of courage level, but not many. All right, that's the memo. So to walk the walk, I hate people who talk the talk and don't walk the walk on this cancel culture thing. A few weeks ago, I ran into Chris Cuomo in a restaurant, okay? Now, I've known Cuomo for a long time. He worked at Fox News. And I've always had a fairly respectful relationship with him and his family. I knew his father. I know his mother. I know his brother, the former governor, and all that. And you know, I criticized Andrew and Chris Cuomo when they did it at CNN. I thought that was appalling. I didn't attack him personally. I just said, you know, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. Anyway. I run into Cuomo, and Cuomo's, and I knew that he had a new show on News Nation beginning in October, and he said, hey, would you come on? And I said, how much are you going to pay me? That was a joke. I don't get paid for these. And I said, yeah, I'll come on. And the reason I said that had nothing to do with politics or anything like that. It's because a lot of people try to cancel Chris Cuomo. They did. They try to wipe him off the face of the earth. And I don't believe in that. So I went on Cuomo last night. And I think you're going to find this interesting. Roll the tape.
Bill, thank you for joining me.
Congratulations on the new gig, Cuomo. Don't screw it up.
All right, I'm trying. Thank you. That's why I got you. How can I screw it up? So there's a little bit of breaking news coming out here that an employee of former President Trump says he was directed, or they were directed, to move boxes after the subpoena came in from one basement into the Mar-a-Lago residence. What matters to you about this?
Is that Cassidy Hutchinson again? Is he the one
we
that
do
did
not
it?
Know oh, who it is.
It's an anonymous source.
We do not know who it is.
We don't know who it is. How another anonymous source? How many does that make in the last 6 years? How many do you think? 35,000 anonymous sources? Look, all it is BS, Cuomo, unless there's a cross-examination of it.
And why did they move?
Maybe they were blocking his view of his pool table. Who knows? This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
What would make it not ridiculous?
The FBI and the Justice Department charging Donald Trump. That would make it not ridiculous. Are we going to see that? I don't know. And I'll cover it fairly if it happens. With all of this anonymous source garbage, I mean, how much more of this are we going to take seriously? I'm not. I don't take it seriously.
The only thing I'll push back on about that is you and I both know that in journalism, you don't have anonymous sources. You're almost never going to hear anything from
I never
the seat
use
of power.
Them. Cuomo, I might be the most successful journalist in the past couple of decades. I never use anonymous sources. Ever, because it's not fair.
Your greatness aside, would you at least stipulate that a lot of the major reporting that's come out in our country, people need protection from power, and if you didn't have anonymous sources, you have to vet them, you have to corroborate, but the idea that you would never use them, then you would really rarely know what's happening around power because people wouldn't speak.
I don't buy that at all. Cuomo, you got to put things into perspective. For 6 years, the anti-Trump press has tried to nail him on everything. That is the truth. And Americans should, at this point, be skeptical.
Well, Americans should always be skeptical, just not cynical without cause. And I think you're leaving out a key element here, which is the president made it easy to pursue him by what he did and by what people around
him did. Well, I'm not
going to
argue that.
Doesn't mean that they're crimes.
I'm not going to argue that.
But he made it easy for
people
to look at.
I would never argue that.
All right, good. Then we agree. Let me ask you one political question, then I want to get to the book. You feel fairly strongly that gas prices, as you know, a refined petroleum product, and the idea of oil prices are going to be a big deal in this election, and that Biden's going to have to own the problem. Yes?
Of course. Yes.
But here's what I'm saying about oil prices. Here's what I don't like about it as a quick analysis. Okay. First of all, America doesn't set the market price. It's a world price, okay? And there are a lot of reasons that have to do with filling up stockholders' pockets for why they're not pumping oil.
Well, you sound like a Yale Trump. Professor, Cuomo.
No, no.
Look,
I think that, hold on, hold on. People are simple, just like you and me, but they're smart. And
no,
they
no,
can get that something's not as simple as Biden bad because gas prices higher. I don't think it's that simple for people.
The first day in office, Biden slapped dozens of regulations on the fossil fuel industry. Under Trump, we were a net exporter of energy. That means we had more than enough here, we were selling it overseas. Under Biden, we don't have enough here. We have to import from overseas.
Bill.
Simple analysis.
We are on pace for a record year of extraction last year. With exception, I think, of 1 year. It's been going up every year under Biden's watch.
And that caused oil and gas prices to rocket. That 1 year of regulations and insanity. Because Biden somehow thinks windmills are going to run all the energy, that 1 year devastated the American consumer.
No, it wasn't just that.
And that's what it's all about.
It wasn't just that. But look, at the end of the day, it is on his watch, and he's going to have to deal with it. I just hope people understand that the explanation is not as simple, because sometimes we make it too simple in our politics. Let me ask you about something that when we look at this book. I've always appreciated the series. I'm probably three books into the series. I know you've done many. But this one, help me understand in relaying to the audience what Killing of the Legends is about. I'm about 65 pages in. Ali, I don't understand how he goes with Lennon and Presley in terms of the self-destruction, the quiet period, and then the violence that takes his life. How does Ali fit into that?
Okay.
And then within the context of what the book's about, please.
Excellent question. This is cultural history. This is the 12th Killing book, the most successful nonfiction book series in history. All right? It's the first time that I've ever written about cultural history. These three icons, these three titans, changed American culture, changed the way we all live to this day. Now, Ali fits in with Lennon and Presley because, like them, he ceded his whole life, all his autonomy, to the Nation of Islam, Elijah Muhammad and his son Herbert Muhammad. Now, Herbert Muhammad kept Ali in the ring against every medical advice far too long. And after Ali almost died in the thriller in Manila, and that's some of the finest writing I've ever done, putting you in that ring, after Joe Frazier almost killed him and Ali almost blinded Frazier, Ferdy Pacheco, the fight doctor, said, "You can't fight for a year." 4 months later, guess who was back in the ring? Because that's what the Nation of Islam wanted, because they were taking his money. Just like Colonel Tom Parker was taking Elvis's money. So all three of these icons were crushed and destroyed by their fame, wealth, and notoriety. People around them who they trusted betrayed them. So it's a two-pronged book. They were unbelievable culture movers, all three. But in the end, they were all destroyed by their fame and celebrity. And that happens to most celebrities.
So you can see the entire interview on BillO'Reilly.com, and it was good. You know, Cuomo has his Democratic point of view. I have my point of view, and you can decide who's got the better grasp of it.
Hey, guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, President Biden is in L.A. and he's raising money for Democrats. What he does now with his job, he's talking about reducing pollution in L.A. Okay, good. And raising money for the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee. He goes to Oregon on Friday because Oregon may elect a Republican governor and the Democrats in trouble. So she's the only Democrat candidate I know that wanted Biden to come in. It is Oregon, one of the most liberal states in the union. Okay, new poll, Associated Press. Not really a fair poll. AP doesn't really do a good job. Democrat 44, Republican 38. Why? Why is there a 6-point difference in this poll? Independent 18. First question, overall, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling the economy? Just 36% approve, 63% do not approve. Next question, do you think higher than usual prices, gas prices, are more because of President Biden's policies or more because of factors outside of Biden's control? This was the Chris Cuomo debate, okay? More because of Biden's policies, 44, outside control, 55. Now, that doesn't make any sense. So 55% of the people think that the gas prices are outside of Biden's control, why would only 36% approve of Biden handling the energy? It doesn't stack up. And that's why I don't trust this poll. But my job to report what is out there. Okay, another faux pas last night by Joe Biden. Go.
Just imagine, I mean it sincerely, I say this as a father of a man who won the Bronze Star, the Conspicuous Service Medal, and lost his life in Iraq. Imagine the courage, the daring, and the genuine sacrifice they all made.
So Bo Biden died of brain cancer in 2015. He didn't die in Iraq. And why his father would say that, the only thing I can think of, and I am a fair man, is that there is a body of thought that says people like Bo Biden died from cancer because of chemicals they were exposed to in the Iraqi theater. Okay, that is a medical theory. But if you say he lost his life in Iraq, people go, no. But Biden doesn't know what he's saying. And I've told you that from the very beginning. Doesn't know what he's saying. Frightening. Mayorkas, he is the head of Homeland Security. This guy is the absolute worst. Alejandro Mayorkas. There he is, everyone. So you remember the whipping thing, right? September 2021. Still pictures of three Border Patrol agents trying to stop a bunch of Haitian migrants from entering the USA illegally. Okay? This was in Del Rio, Texas. Three agents, one supervisor. Here's what the president said right after that. Go.
But it was horrible what to see, as you saw. To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay.
Okay, so he promises that those people will pay. For what? Well, he says they were strapping them, but they weren't. Okay, so now comes a report, and this was gleaned from the Heritage Foundation filing a Freedom of Information Act, a FOIA, that Mayorkas was told, all right, before Mayorkas went out and denounced his own agents, said the incident was horrifying, he was told that the Border Patrol agents did not whip anyone. They had reins, and but they weren't whipping or strapping anyone. Mayorkas knew that. This was the report on the ground that he got. Ignored it, all right, went out himself and said that it was, quote, horrifying. And then Biden, off Mayorkas, had to be, so we're going to take care of these guys. So you can tell how corrupt this is. So the cases are still pending, if you can believe it, 10 months after the incident. And the agents have not been fired. They're on desk duty. They are still getting paid. But it just shows you the corruption that we're dealing with in the federal government right now. And here's another one. Okay, so Janet Yellen is the Treasury Department Secretary. Okay, it's another Democrat apparatchik. And now she has ordered her department to investigate the state of Florida for sending those migrants to Martha's Vineyard. So apparently there's some kind of crossover in funding that the state of Florida might have used, but I don't think they did, and they say they didn't, that was federal funding that was involved in moving those migrants. I don't think that happened, but why bother with this? This is a purely political play. Why bother with this? Because they want to make DeSantis look bad. That's what this is all about. So now it's just like Trump. They're looking for a crime. They're hunting for something. Same modus operandi. Corruption. It's corruption. January 6th. I had my producers watch it. You know, we're watching the stupid thing. And this is, we're taping now late afternoon. Nothing really happened. But there is a report that they may vote to subpoena Donald Trump or something. It's a stunt. Another stunt, and forgive me if I don't take it seriously, because I don't think this committee has any credibility whatsoever. None. I know this case as well as anybody knows it, and I will tell you, Donald Trump was warned about a possible incident. He then discussed and readied the National Guard 2 days before on January 4th. That's what he did. On the record, Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of D.C. did not request the guard, which is protocol. Trump did not order the guard because that did not happen. However, he readied the guard. Now, when the riot happened, Trump did not act quickly enough to call off the people that were storming the Capitol. That's what he did wrong. It is not a crime. It is not a crime by any measure. It was a mistake. And then he rectified the mistake, but it was too long in happening. That is the truth. The rest of it is just political nonsense. Okay. I hope you're not traveling on the plane Thanksgiving or Christmas. I hope not. Airline fares are up. What are they up to? 274 average, 20% more than last year, okay, and 43% annually. So the airlines are raising their fares for terrible service. This is unbelievable. So far this year, 9 months, U.S. air carriers have canceled 130,000 flights. 130,000 flights. And they're charging you more money, us more money. And you know what? In December, it snows. They can't get the planes off when it's cloudy. So I just hope. Be patient if you go. All right, I was talking to a food distributor today, a big, big, big one on the East Coast. He says, get ready, the highest food prices ever for Thanksgiving and Christmas will be in play. So this is the Smart Life segment. the stuff that you need, cranberry sauce, stuff like that, anything in a can, buy it now. Right now, today, tomorrow, over the weekend, whatever, buy it now. The turkey or the ham or whatever the entree is, you're going to have to bite the bullet on that. I mean, you could put it in the freezer, but that's a long way away. But anything else that you don't have to freeze, that is what they call perishable, non-perishable, get it now. Everything's going up a lot. And, you know, this is horrible. And this is all the Biden administration. Everybody knows that. All right, this is a UK study, but they're like us over there in Great Britain, kind of. 2,000 British adults. it's wet. One in six. So was that 15%, maybe a little bit more, feel stressed the moment they wake up. So it takes an average of 33 minutes before these Britons feel human. 66% say they are so tired in the morning, they sleep through their alarm. 30% say they don't want to get out of bed at all. And 60% experience a dip in energy around 3 p.m. in the afternoon. All right, so we're all stressed and tired. I am. I'm not stressed so much as I'm tired because I work too hard, and I do. DC Comics, I didn't even know this, but they had a Superman character who's bisexual. All right, Jonathan Kent, son of Clark Kent and Lois Lane. So nobody bought the comics, and they're discontinuing them after 18 issues. This is more woke. This is what I'm telling you about at the top of the program. Nobody wants this. They don't want it. Why do you keep doing it? And I'm glad they lost a lot of money. Who wants this garbage? No one. So DC Comics, a big write-off for them. This day in history, October 13th, 2018, only 4 years ago. This is a fascinating story. I didn't know this, and I don't think most people do either. So archaeologists are all over the world, okay? And there was a group in Poland, and they were looking for bones and things like that. That's what they do, what archaeologists do, okay? And in the town of Ojkow, 3 hours south of Warsaw, they found the bones of a Neanderthal girl, ages between 5 and 7, okay? And they were very prominent because they were found in a frozen riverbank. Now, what happened to this girl was, and Neanderthals, you may know, were the step below humans in the evolutionary process. So it went primates, Neanderthals, and then humans. So this 5 to 7 year old girl was a Neanderthal girl, but they lived in caves, and I'll tell you about them in a moment. Anyway, this poor little girl was walking along and a giant bird came down and killed her. And they say it was a prehistoric bird, much bigger than an eagle, but along those lines. So that was 115,000 years ago. That bones were 115,000 years old. Now, Neanderthals in Poland appeared about 300,000. Most of the Neanderthals were in Africa on the savanna. So climate was better there. Life expectancy for a Neanderthal, 25 years. Most of them died because their teeth and gums got infected, because they weren't any grooming or anything like that. Or they starved to death because the climate would change. This was at the end of the Ice Age, 115,000 years ago. And then there were the giant predators, woolly mammoths, saber-toothed tigers, and mountain lions. No dinosaurs. Dinosaurs were wiped out before then by this giant comet that came down and blasted Earth, and that changed all the climate. So the dinosaurs just, you know, died from starvation. So if you were a Neanderthal, you were eating berries, shrubs, tree bark, and some animals that you could capture over fire pits. 95% of the diet was wild game and birds. The bird got its revenge on that poor little girl 115,000 years ago today. Isn't that a fascinating story? I think it is. Okay, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back with the mail and a final thought.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, here is the mail. Susan on the message board. And the message boards, people talk amongst themselves. And they text and put stuff, and then they debate. It's a lot of fun. And we monitor them so they can't have creeps or anybody doing anything untoward. Bang, they get evaporated. All right, so Susan says, Hunter Biden is a grown man. His father has enabled him for his entire life. The kid never had to work, never had to accept responsibility, and has been deceptive for decades. Can't argue with it. I think that's right on. Richard Wayne, Fayetteville, New York. Is it true that Homeland Security is now under the Secret Service? I've noted some friends of mine were being provided Secret Service medical exams, but indicated they were actually applying for Homeland Security jobs. Secret Service and Homeland Security are different, okay? But they cross over in some areas. So, for example, if you are applying for Homeland Security job, TSA, something like that, Secret Service will check you out, all right? Because they have the ability to do that quicker than the Homeland Security. But they are two separate agencies. Scott Banning, Charleston, South Carolina. Grand slam home run on your Cuomo interview, O'Reilly. I loved how your answer shocked Cuomo's storyline. Unfortunately, he's still undeterred. Not my job to deter or undeter anybody. Okay, I go on these programs, and I want to hear what they have to say. And then I say, and then you can decide whose argument is stronger. That's called robust debate. That is what we do. That is our legacy. And I was pleased to be on the program on News Nation. I mean, there are a lot of shows that won't invite me on for a variety of reasons. Most of them, they're afraid of me. I mean, they know they can't stand up. But Cuomo did. I mean, he's all right. You know, back and forth. Again, that whole interview is on BillO'Reilly.com. Layla Hitchcock, Westbrook, Maine. Layla, I'm going to go up there to Maine shortly. I will have a report. Hey, Bill, Simon and Garfunkel sang a song about people hearing what they want to hear. Quote, a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. Lie, right? Okay, and Layla is referring to my very important point that people believe what they want to believe. Problem with Simon and Garfunkel here is you can't say a man hears what he wants to hear anymore. It's got to be a man and a woman and a binary people. Everybody hears what they want to hear and disregards the rest. So I don't know how you do that in a song. It gets a little hard to rhyme it, but that's what's going on. Sandra Gabelli, East Williston, New York, on Long Island. Bill, I want to bring your attention to Fordham, which is mandating a new COVID booster shot rather than recommending it. Can you do anything? I cannot. Here's a problem with Fordham and other colleges that are mandating another booster shot. It's the dormitories. They're scared to death. The dormitories. Okay? So rather than saying to the students, gee, you know, we hope you take the shot. It's probably better for everybody if you do. They're going, you got to take it or you can't live in the dormitory. And I think that some of the schools are saying you can't even go on campus. Now, I think it's wrong. I wouldn't mandate it. At this point, I don't think there's enough CDC information about these latest boosters. You know me, I took the four shots, but I'm not getting a fifth one until the CDC can tell me if you get the shot, O'Reilly, this is what you get out of it. I don't have that. Anyway, I wish I could help. Fordham's a fine school, but a lot of schools are going to be doing this. Casey Clay, Olathe, Kansas. Hey, Bill, today's my birthday, and I hope you will suggest to my five young urchins that they give me Killing the Legends as a gift. Absolutely, Casey. Those agents who pool their money, not going to cost a lot, and give your dad Killing the Legends. Bill Vasiloff, Baldwinville, New York. I was not at all that interested in any of the three legends you have on the cover of the book, but when I got the book, I couldn't put it down. You and Martin Dugard really know how to write. It was excellent. I appreciate that, Bill. I mean, 87% on Amazon, the people who bought the book on Amazon and then reviewed it, excellent. That's the highest we've ever gotten except for Killing Jesus, and it's pretty tough to criticize Jesus. Okay, so I told you about VidGo. We have the Putin shock and awe episode beginning tomorrow night. And Secretary of State Pompeo, primary guest. You saw that clip yesterday. And simply, and all I ask you to do is check it out. You like it, you get my show, you get free copy of Killing Legends, you get a discount all over the place, everything. They are really giving you a lot of stuff. Just check it out. VidGo, V as in Victor, IDGO.com/Bill/Bill Book. VidGo.com/Bill Book. Okay. Let's check it out. See if it works. It'll save you a lot of money if it does. Okay, final thought in a moment.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
All right, here is the final thought of the day. We are in business to serve you. So our news organization, because we have so many things going on. I just told you about VidGo. We got radio. We got, it's just unbelievable. And that's capitalism. When you succeed, then you expand because people want the product. But I think it's worthwhile in this final thought today to bring you back to where we live, and that is on BillO'Reilly.com. See, that is the central force of our news organization. And yes, we'd love you to become a premium or concierge member, and it would save you tons of money on Christmas gifts and everything else and enhance your life. But you don't have to be a member to go there. So as a final thought, there's a message of the day every morning. There are my radio appearances. Tomorrow I'll be on with Glenn Beck. Yesterday I was on with Sean Hannity. They're all posted, and you can just see them. You don't have to be a member, all right? And then, as I mentioned, the Cuomo interview, the whole thing will be there. That's worth watching. It's very entertaining, much more entertaining than these dopey singing and dancing shows on the Nets. So we want to steer you into that is the central part of our news organization, BillO'Reilly.com. A lot of people don't, you know, we're all over the place now. You're getting us everywhere, and it's worldwide, by the way. I just got a long letter from a guy in the Philippines, but it's a worldwide phenomenon. And as the corporate media becomes more corrupt, I don't know how much more corrupt they could get, but boy, they're bad, then people are looking for independent voices. And, you know, the final thing I want to tell you is that I get a lot of mail like, okay, O'Reilly, we like your product, and we believe your service is honest, but who else? Recommend somebody else. You know, there are a lot of good ones out there, but I don't have time to monitor them so I can say to you with certainty, you know, look, I like The Blaze with Beck. I mean, I think it's interesting what they put out there. Daily Caller, I do some good work. But I don't live in that zone. Okay? Wall Street Journal editorial page, I read every day. But it's not a lot. A lot of it's propaganda and a lot of it's phony, you know what. And finally, I want you to have a nice weekend. It's the middle of October. Those of you who live in the northern climes, you got the life changing leave thing. I love the changing leave thing. So I want you to go out, get some fresh air, have some fun, because we're living in hard times now. I don't know how we got here, because 2 years ago, we were rolling. All of a sudden, boom. But it's good to get out, take a walk, go to an apple picking thing, whatever, get some cider, you know, have some fun. All right. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you on Monday, new column, Sunday, new.